Rachel's Song by Joy McLean. Hear the word of God. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. James 1, verse 17.
During the time my husband and I were praying about adopting, our then 18-year-old daughter Jenna burst into our bedroom one night and blurted out, "Mom, I just want to say one thing. Consider the lyrics to your own song." She then just said a quick goodnight and quietly shut our door. My husband and I stared at each other. Although he shrugged his shoulders and didn't seem to think anything more about it, I knew her statement was not by accident. She had no idea that very song, which I had written many years previously, had played in my mind over and over all day long. It wasn't the full song that was set on repeat in my brain so much as one particular lyric. "Perfect lives, tossed aside, they don't fit in our perfect lives." Perfect life. I had greatly considered how much our lives would change if we were to adopt. Honestly, it was a scary realization to me. The challenges and adjustments we likely were to face were overwhelming. The Lord helped me to realize that what I considered perfect in my life was actually incomplete. The root of my fears was my selfishness. I was fearful of losing what I thought was my perfect life. Indeed, our lives would change. Of course, we would all be making some sacrifices. Naturally, I would again set much of my focus on raising a child. And like God's perfection, He would use this experience to make us more like His Son, and He would allow us the blessing of another Son. How grateful we should be that God doesn't set up our world as we desire. What we consider perfection could be our ruin. Oh, how good it is that God loves us so much that He is more concerned with our holiness rather than our happiness. If every good and perfect gift is from above, then perhaps we should consider just what is a good and perfect gift. Our worldly perception of what perfect looks like is most often not God's perfection. My judgment is blurred when I simply want what I want, and I'm not willing to think about the very simple fact that God knows what is best. For as long as I can remember, I've had the desire to adopt. Yet, as we felt led to consider an older child, the trials that we believed we most likely would face caused me to struggle. I worried how all of the unknown issues might throw a wrench in my perfect life. But my life wasn't really perfect, because I had not yet been made perfect. Any thought of perfection was my over-positive, dreamlike state of mind. Once we made the decision to proceed with the adoption, immense peace swept over my husband and me. We dove right into the process and our excitement grew each and every day. Every trial we've experienced has helped to refine and purify us. We will not be made perfect until we are home with Christ. Adoption, in a sense, helps to perfect us rather than make our lives perfect. God is interested in the perfection of your heart, not the world's tainted view of a perfect life.